Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to All About Your Home, your source for the latest trends, tips, and issues facing today's real estate market. I'm your host, Stephen Bast, owner of 4 County Home Inspection Services, based right here in Waukesha, Wisconsin. My guest today was supposed to be Bo Mitchum of Elements Realty, but sadly, Bo is out sick today. So we're going to switch things up a little bit and get Bo back on the schedule once he's feeling a little better. So all the good wishes go out to you today, Bo. Hopefully you'll feel better soon. What I wanted to talk about is this spring rush. Although it doesn't feel like spring outside with the negative temperatures we're currently experiencing. When I started 2019, it seemed a little slow, to be honest. But it wasn't unusual because you come off of Christmas and into New Year's and everyone's kind of getting back into the swing of things. But wow, it has taken off like a madman right now. And we are booked solid. So I would tell anybody that's thinking about buying or selling a house, if you're going to be looking at getting an inspection done, make sure you jump on that right away. You know, I don't like to book more than a couple of weeks out. So, and there was a little bit of confusion by a few people on how do I go about booking an inspection? What's entailed in that and how do I do it? Well, easiest way, of course, is you can just give me a call and we can do it right over the phone. That number is 262-271-0136. I'm happy to do that. Another way is to simply go to my website, which is 4countyhomeinspections.com, and click on the tab that says book your inspection and just kind of follow the prompts and fill in the blanks. And it's pretty straightforward. Just FYI, I will get alerted when someone's on it. So if you have an issue or a problem, I usually give you a call anyways, just to make sure that the date and the time and everything is correct for you, because we want to get it how you like it. Another way is if you're an agent and you've done an inspection with me before, you have been provided with a landing page and you should have a kind of a mini web address to get to your page. And if you forgot it, lost it, whatever, just let me know. I can resend it to you. No big deal. But that link, which you can also put on your cell phone, allows you to, while you're sitting with your customer, which I think is pretty cool, you can go to your landing page, which is branded. It has your happy little picture or logo or whatever you want on there. And not only can you pull up inspections that we've worked on, you can book an inspection right there in real time, because that's accessing the actual inspection software. So it doesn't get much better than that. And again, if there's a question or anything, I'm alerted that you're on the system. And I always check the orders, obviously, just to make sure everything's done correctly and make sure all the questions are answered. So that's it from a booking standpoint. Hopefully that clears up any confusion that might have been in the market regarding that. What I wanted to talk to Bo about today, we're going to, like I said, switch it up a little bit since he's not here. I'm going to skip over those topics, but I want to go to why the heck should you give me a call? Why should you book an inspection with 4 County? What kind of benefits, what's the deal? In other words, what's in it for me, right? Either as a client or as an agent. I mean, there's benefits on both sides of that fence. So I wanted to kind of go over those with you today. I know I have a lot of agents that listen to the podcast, so I'm gonna start with the agent benefits because I think they're important, and I think it really separates us from a lot of the other inspectors in the marketplace. We do same-day reporting. In other words, the day of the inspection, you will get the inspection report same day. It is delivered electronically. And it does have video and pictures typically in the report, and they are relatively long. So the email will come as a link, and it'll tell you to click here to download your inspection. And that's, pretty much that. The only caveat to that is I had an out-of-town inspection only a couple of days ago, and the client forgot to sign the inspection agreement, which upon booking an inspection is really the first email that is sent out. So as an agent, just, you know, heads up, you're going to want to let them know that is on the way. It is something that they need to sign off on, and they can do it electronically. And why is that important? Well, it's important for a number of reasons. Number one, it defines what is the date, what is the time, and what is the dollar amount I'm spending on this inspection. Okay? So it leaves nothing to chance from that standpoint. It also acts as a permission slip for you. So at the end of the inspection, it gives me permission to send you, the agent, a copy of that report. Okay, very important. The rest of it is pretty typical boilerplate, just basically saying it's a, you know, standard home inspection. We're not going to be, you know, doing anything out of the ordinary unless it's requested. I mean, if there's radon requested, that'll be in there. But as a general rule, it's just pretty straightforward. Okay, so if you do it yourself, if you do the bookings yourself, just again remind your customers that. The first email, because the system will send it out automatically. First email that hits their inbox is going to have an inspection agreement attached to it. They need to read that over. The initial box is for the permission slip. The signature box is for the entire agreement. Okay, that's enough on that. The free landing page, I think we already kind of talked about. I think it's pretty cool. It's, you know, I've only have a few people actually utilizing it, which is surprising to me anyways. But perhaps you guys have lost your little URL link. And again, if so, just let me know. It takes 2 seconds for me to send out that link again. So I would encourage you to use that. A couple of things that were added this year, and I've had the main folks from these various companies on earlier podcasts, but one of them, again, is Repair Pricers, and I think it's a pretty cool product, and I wanted to just kind of touch base on it again. Now, there's two ways to get it. You can, of course, go to my website and click on the tab for Repair Pricer, and if you do that, yeah, you or your client is going to have to spend $49 and whatever, $50, we'll call it. However, if you want it at no charge, there is a way to do that too. So I bet your ears just perked up right about now. The other company that we're working with is a company called Homebinder. And Homebinder and I cut an agreement so you guys get Repair Pricer at no cost. However, the agent will receive an email from Homebinder. You need to create your profile on Homebinder. I'll tell you why that's important. And when you do that, you'll have a link on there where you can then submit the inspection report to Repair Pricer at no charge, and you'll have a list of everything, all the repairs for that particular property back to you within 24 hours. So obviously, if you've done a few sales before, you know that that can be kind of the biggest pain in the neck, or pick another body part, because you don't want to have to be calling a million contractors, and then you get, you know, travel charges and all this, and people are traipsing in and out of the house, and just kind of ticks the buyer off. So this is a real easy way to get a pretty accurate estimate from a third-party vendor on what it's going to cost. And they break it up, okay? They break it up. This is cosmetic. This is a safety issue. This is something you need to pay attention to. So it's all broken down. It's considered about, I want to say, 95% accurate. If I'm not mistaken. So that would be something I really encourage you guys to utilize. Now let's flip back. Why do you need to do a profile on Homebinder? Well, I know a lot of you like to market yourself. I would think you do anyways. And a lot of it, you know, marketing is expensive. Typically, if you send out, you know, direct mail pieces, whether it's email or postal or whatever the case may be, it costs you money. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a way to have an email campaign delivered to your clients on a regular basis throughout the year at no cost? Pretty sweet, huh? Well, that's what you get for Homebinder. That's why it's important for you guys to fill out your Homebinder profiles because HomeBinder will send out emails, co-branded emails, to your client, reminding them to change the furnace filter, reminding them to clean the leaves out of their gutters, reminding them, it's time to get the furnace serviced or whatever the case may be. There's a host of things during the course of the year that they will send out to clients. Why would you not want to have your pretty little face in front of your clients on a regular basis at no charge? Seems like a no-brainer to me, but hey, if that doesn't tickle your fancy, there's more. Oh, yes, there's more. I know all of us have to have continuing education, right? And that can be expensive. Now, while I can't fill all of your requirements, I can give you one course at no charge. So if that is of interest to you, give me a call. Let me know. It will be free through my association. In addition, because I know I had a concierge guy a while back. He didn't want any of his agents to use Repair Pricer because he thought it was a liability issue, which I thought was kind of funny. But regardless, I provide all of my agents, providing you sign up for it, okay? The information is yours. You got to do a little bit of the legwork. Come on. I'm going to give you $10,000 in referral liability insurance. So in other words, if you refer me to a client and for whatever reason they don't like it and they sue you, you got $10,000 worth of insurance to cover that. It doesn't cost you anything. Again, not a bad little deal. What else? What other benefits do you guys get? Well, of course, the summary page on the report is on the first page. And I already mentioned the pictures and video are included in the report. So it's a pretty comprehensive package of goodies for all of my agents. But what do the clients get? At the end of the day, the clients are buying the report. So it better be one damn good report. So they get it in the same day, just like you guys. They do have radon testing if they choose to take it, right? It's available. It is an additional fee. But if they want to have the property tested, if it does not currently have a mitigation system in it, I do advise everybody doing that. What else do they get? Well, one of the other third-party vendors that I work with is a company called Porch. And Porch is kind of like a concierge service. They will help with moving. They'll help with change of address. They'll help with any number of things. But they also provide $100 in handyman credits. Kind of cool, right? So you can now, as you're negotiating, you get your estimate back from Repair Pricer. In your back pocket, you know that you got $100, so you kind of keep that, right, close to the vest. Do your best negotiating, and then understand that $100 is there if you need it. They get the Repair Pricer. That's included. The HomeBinder, of course, that's forever. Now, HomeBinder, from their perspective, becomes kind of an electronic three-ring binder for the property. It can hold every appliance they've ever bought, every paint color, every addition, every permit issued. So guess what? When it comes time to sell that house, wouldn't it be nice to have a report that listed every improvement in the last 10 years that was done to the property? Well, with HomeBinder, you get that. So it's pretty cool. And of course, competitively priced inspection services. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I bring to the table. I hope you find it interesting. I hope you find it a good value. If you need more information, give me a call, 262-271-0136. Jump on my website, fourcountyhomeinspections.com. Stay warm today. It is freezing out there. Actually, it's below freezing. We don't even have a temperature yet. I'm hoping it warms up. We actually have a temperature. Right now, we've got negative temperature. It's always a laugh. We have no temperature. So stay cool, everybody. Actually, stay warm, everybody. Until next time, Stephen Bast, 4 County Home Inspections, signing off. Have a good day.